And it may be hard to believe, but early voting has started for Vermont's primary election that will be held on Tuesday, August 13th. Statewide and legislative candidates for Vermont's three major parties, the Republicans, the Democrats, and the Progressives, will be selected by voters. Early mail-in voting for the primary election is quite different from other statewide elections in Vermont. And Vermont Public's senior political reporter Bob Kinzel joins us now to explain some of these differences. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Jen.
So, Bob, let's start with early voting. What are the options when it comes to voting in the primary election?
Well, Jen, right now, folks can cast their ballot in person anytime at their local town clerk's office, or if they want to, they can contact their town clerk and request that a ballot be sent to them. Now, if a person chooses the mail option after they fill it out, they really have two choices. They can send it back in, or they can drop it off at the clerk's office in person. Now, I want to point out that it's really important that there's a big difference between the general election and the primary election in terms of mail-in ballots. In the primary election, the one coming up in August, a person needs to request a mail-in ballot from their town clerk. But in the general election in November, ballots will automatically be sent out to all voters. Now, just turning back to the primary election for a moment, people will receive three ballots, one for each party, but they can only fill out one of those. The other two are left blank. They will also be sent two envelopes to return the ballots, and this part is really important. There's one envelope for the ballot that they filled out and one envelope for the other two discarded ballots. Secretary of State Sarah Copeland Hansis explains.
So you have to return all three, and there's separate envelopes so that nobody knows which ballot you executed and which two you sent back as not voting.
Jen, that's an important point because this is different from the presidential primary in March when it's recorded which party ballot you selected. In the August primary election, nobody knows except the voter.
Okay, so folks will have to request their primary ballots from their town clerk's office. What happens if they fail to send in the two discarded ballots? Does the filled out ballot still count?
Yes, it can. And here's what happens. A new law allows town clerks to check that a voter has returned both envelopes. Now, if there's a problem, the town clerk will contact the voter by using the information that's on the outside of the envelope. Montpelier City Clerk John Odom explains how this process works.
So we'll get you out a card or try to contact you over the phone and let you know that your ballot did not come in correctly and give you an opportunity to come in and fix it. And that's why we open these letters, the mailings from the voter within just a couple days after we get them, just to make sure if there is a problem, we can deal with it quickly.
And Jen, you might think that this situation could take place from time to time, but John Odom tells me it hardly ever happens.
Bob, do officials think that the early voting system increases voter participation in elections?
They definitely do. Secretary of State Sarah Copeland Hansis explains why.
I think the flexibility of making sure that people can vote, you know, at whatever point they want to in the 45 days leading up to the election is important. And then I think it also is really helpful for people in terms of feeling informed when they vote.
Jen, I should note that early voting is becoming more popular. Between 30 and 40% of voters are now selecting this option.
We've heard a lot about ballot security in recent years. Do election officials think this early voting mail-in system is secure?
Jen, they definitely do. Montpelier City Clerk John Odom thinks it would be hard for someone to cast a fraudulent ballot.
And I can tell you, if there were ever signs that it wasn't going well, you know, if we were tipping too far in the side of making sure people get to vote and not far enough on the side of security, then it'd be the clerks themselves would be the first people to jump up and say, look, we need to put some speed bumps into this process.
And Jen, as part of the security measures, Odom told me that when an early ballot comes in, that information is put immediately on the city's checklist. So a person could not come in and vote again on election day itself because the checklist would show, hey, they've already voted.
Bob, Do you think that early voting has other impacts on the elections and how candidates reach out to voters?
You know, I think it really has. Campaigns are encouraged to identify their core supporters early and get them to vote as soon as possible. And then they need to dedicate resources to make this happen. And then, when they launch their ads in the final weeks of a campaign, these ads are targeted more at undecided voters because the candidates are hoping that their core supporters have already voted.
How unique is Vermont's early voting mail-in system? I mean, do most other states offer the same options?
Jen, it's quite unusual. While many states offer early voting, usually around 2 weeks before an election, only seven other states offer early mail-in ballots. And Vermont's 45-day window to vote either by mail or in person is the longest in the country.
Just a reminder that you can request an early mail-in primary ballot anytime from your local town clerk. You can also vote early in person at your town office, or you can still vote in person on primary election day itself, which is Tuesday, August 13th. I've been speaking with Vermont Public's Bob Kinzel. Bob, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Jen.